put How in about a brand now? New good charged morning. Battery.
There you go. Yay, yes, good ma'am. Morning. Hey, you are here because you are in charge of the Church Street Infrastructure Project.
I'm in charge of nothing. However, I do have information, which is a good thing, which is a very good thing. Well, good morning. I hope y'all had a great weekend at Arts and Crafts Festival this weekend. It looked like it was the perfect weather on Saturday and Sunday.
Friday was bad, but Saturday and Sunday, you're right, absolutely perfect. And then, so last night after the breakdown, they actually started closing up the intersection of Fairhope Avenue and Church Street.
That is absolutely the truth. And so to talk about the elephant in the room or the elephant in the middle of this city, the Church and Fairhope intersection is now officially closed. Mm-hmm. I've just been out there on the street with our contractors and wanted to kind of put my eyes on it. So what this means is that intersection is closed to all traffic, all vehicular traffic between now and probably 45 days. So we're looking right around the time that Girls Night Out happens. We should be reopened if all goes well, as we knock on wood. Everybody in the building knocks on wood.
Right.
And hopefully we'll be able to have some great weather over the next 45 days. It'll allow us to get this work done quickly. But it is a definite big albatross for us right now in the middle of the city. It is closed. As you're coming into the city on Fairhope Avenue, if you're coming down toward church, there is a stop in the middle of the road. You have to do a cul-de-sac that you have to go around.
I've been wondering about that cul-de-sac because this morning, I know it's just now beginning.
Sure.
There isn't anywhere to go right now. There's not a cul-de-sac
there
yet.
There are cul-de-sacs now. There's not one on your
Explain
side.
Explain what you're talking about.
So there is not one right here in front of your building on church because there a sinkhole. Oh, I hate to say sinkhole, but there was a part of the street because of the heavy rain on Friday began to sink in. So we are having to repair that part of the street before we can make a cul-de-sac on your side.
We need the curbing and whatnot over here, too.
Right,
I don't know if you saw.
We've got a whole lot that we still have to do here, but we wanted to have the street open, this part of church open for Mardi Gras and for Arts and Crafts. So
yes,
we got that taken care of. So now we're on to the second part, which is that intersection. As you're coming into the intersection on church and on Fairhope from both directions, there will be cul-de-sacs as you get toward the intersection for you to turn around in. So the reason we had to do this is so we did not have to shut off all parking downtown.
Right.
We needed to maintain some parking. We need businesses for people to be able to get to them. So that is what you will see. It sounds a little bananas. I actually went and walked it this morning because I couldn't quite make it work in my head either.
Okay, good.
I'm not an engineer, so that doesn't work for me. But what will happen is as you come in, there'll be a way for you to turn around. We're already seeing people do three-point turns in Fairhope Avenue, so we're going to try to work on some communication this morning about don't do the three-point turn. That's going
to
jam all the traffic
up. Try to just do a complete U-turn.
As already is a kind of a disaster. But it's going to take us a couple days to get used to this. It's going to take citizens a couple days to get used to it being like this.
Have you got some portable dead-end signs that you could put?
We have lots of signs out right now. I'm not sure if you've been out this morning.
It's very clearly marked,
Yeah, we have lots and lots of signs. There are signs right at Fairhope Avenue on Section Street that say, you know, road closed ahead. Mm-hmm. There are lots of signs. And we've had signage up for a little while now. And we've been attempting to communicate as clearly as we possibly can about this closure. What you'll begin to see today is construction fencing going up around where they're making this huge cut in the road. They actually have some of the asphalt already pulled up this morning.
I was watching that. And here at North Church Street, we're kind of like the holding station, the work bin for all of the vehicles to access, but the parking garage is still open.
That is correct. And I parked in there, and there were so many parking spaces this morning.
That's
so
good.
There are spaces. One thing I will ask people to do is if you see a sign, whether it is a yard sign, one of our red and white signs that say no parking, or a big orange and black sign that says no parking, please adhere to that. Please do not park there. There is a reason we are doing that. We don't want your car to be hurt. We also don't want to slow progress down. If we have to every morning come in and move cars, that impedes our ability to get that work started immediately.
And tell us about the work. It's the Church Street Infrastructure Project.
Correct.
Tell us a recap.
Well, what this is it's working from Oak, which you guys have seen. We've already made it to Fairhope Avenue. We're going all the way to Fells. They are replacing all of the pipes in the ground. So all of the water, wastewater, stormwater, and gas pipes in the ground. So they're pulling up that old stuff that's been there for decades, and they're putting new stuff in to make it more resilient. And make it safer for all of us. It is obviously a big pain. There is no way to avoid this big pain that we have of having to dig up our road, but we will be better as a community. We will be better as an environment when we are done with this.
Well, and I would say, too, that that's the way to do it, because I'm sure in years past what they've done is do as little as possible to cause as little damage as possible. Yeah, and that's okay. That works in a temporary thing. You just change out one line because that's all you need to do, so you do it as possible. And now it's like, okay, we've got this work to do. Let's just change everything now. It should be good for another 50 years. We'll get it all done and get it all out of the way now. You sometimes just got to yank the Band-Aid off.
It is. This is a Band-Aid yanking time. Yeah. And so as Lori and I have talked about this some over the last couple of months about the size of the pipes that we are having to put in the ground. So in many cases, like the junction boxes, have been people-sized. I mean, we could fit in there. We could have a little party in the junction boxes.
It's been really interesting to watch. And since the sidewalks and pedestrian traffic will be open.
Absolutely.
As you're taking your walk, you know, within safe distances, you know, just take a look. You wouldn't believe what's under the street.
It's incredible to see it. And as we get closer to Fells, so those pipes that we saw, the big people-sized pipes, they won't be quite as large. So it won't be as invasive for us to get into the ground. But you have to remember, if you have a people-sized pipe, you're going to have to dig a pretty long way to be able to put that people-sized pipe in. So we are not expecting major impacts to water or electric or anything like that. But there is... you know, this major thing, which is we are putting brand new pipes in, so that means we're going to have to tie in old service to new service.
Right.
So there may be momentary impacts to that as we get to the very end of this part of the project.
And then as far as businesses and their delivery trucks and whatnot, you've done an excellent job of communicating with the businesses that are affected of what they can and can't do, and just how we all have to grin and bear it during this
construction. Whether they're truck drivers listen or not, it's another story. But
well, and so I know that you guys are aware of this. I've given my personal cell phone number out to the delivery drivers at this point and to the businesses, because we want to impact things as little as we possibly can. If that means we have to go out there and flag traffic to get delivery drivers where they need to be or to get them out of a jam parking-wise, then that's what we'll do. But we're trying our best to be very good communicators to make it as easy as possible in the face of something that's really big pain in the rear end.
Very good. And then this might not be your project, but
it is.
Also want to mention that the Nichols Avenue is going to be closed this week, a portion of it
for
the electrical upgrade.
So this is the electric project that we've been working on since 2019. So that has included the new substations, and this is the end part of that. We are in the last year. That means that we're going in to replace lines and in some cases poles. So some of these poles are older and we need to replace them. We're going to be doing this. This is the first week. We have hopefully less than a year. Hopefully it's going to take us less than a year to do this. But that means we're going to have to shut down portions of streets throughout town, smaller portions, not big swaths of it, to through traffic to allow our contractor to get in there and put in new poles and to change out wires, and in some cases to trim some trees to allow for the, you know, the safe transmission of electricity. So I really encourage you, what we're doing, just so you're aware, what we'll do, we'll at the beginning of, or 1 week before, we'll let everybody know what section we're going to be in. We'll continue to push that information. But if you're in that area, you will have a door hanger on your door that says, hey, there will be some impacts.
Okay, that's
good.
But
we will not be blocking your driveway. If we're blocking your driveway, you know, we'll move out of your way. We just want to keep our contractors and our employees safe, and we want to keep these homeowners safe and make sure that we're doing things as expeditiously as possible.
And this phase is Nichols Avenue between Ingleside and Young Street that closed this morning and will be closed 7 to 4 at least through Thursday.
That's correct. And I did check right before I walked in. We expect it to be at this this same part of Nichols next week as well, because of the extent of the work that needs to be done there. So you know, I spoke with a very nice Nichols homeowner this morning. He was so nice, and he said, well, does this mean you're going to block my driveway? I said, no, sir, we will come and I'll ask them to move, but these guys here working for us are great. They're doing a great job. I think they're going to be good communicators too.
Is this a job that's contracted out, or is the city electric department doing this?
They're working with them in concert, but we have contracted this out because of the magnitude of the work. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, we have a finite number of employees, so the magnitude of this work, to get it done the way we need to, we did contract out, and we've met with them extensively to make sure that we can do this, you know, as succinctly as we possibly can.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. You just a walking wealth of information, Jessica.
I have one more.
Okay.
All right.
But wait, there's more.
So next week, and you'll see this go out a little bit later, we did not want to mix our messages up because it does get confusing when we talk about everything being closed. So next week, Nichols, we are installing a crosswalk at Nichols just past Greeno between Nichols and Bishop. Is that Bishop or Booth at that point?
I think it's Booth Road. It's both.
It's the Bishop Booth mashup.
You're talking between the brewery and the Hope Farm.
That's correct. So on Monday the 28th and Tuesday the 29th, that will be closed to through traffic, that portion of Nichols. So, you know, I've spoke with business owners last week, and I've been seeing them in person, but we will be letting people know that you will not be able to turn off of Greeno onto Nichols right there. You'll have to go down to Morphy and then over I'm very bad at directions. I have to have everybody recheck my directions, but you'll go to Morphy, take a right, and then take a right onto the Booth Bishop mashup to get where you're going. So that's coming later today.
Okay.
Later next week.
Yes, but you'll find out about it later today.
Ah, so we've got the scoop.
Exclusive.
And that what type of a crosswalk is that going to be? You don't know?
Okay. A great one. It's going to help us get safely from one side of the street to the other, because that has become a very busy area. You know, the traffic committee did take a look at this and noticed that the number of cars that are going through there now is definitely quite a lot. But if you are not signed up for our app notifications or our Facebook notifications or our e-newsletter, these are all ways that we're trying to communicate this out. So I encourage you, you can email me. I'm jessica.walker@fairhopeal.gov. I can help you get signed up for any of that.
But you can also sign up by doing what? Going to your Apple App Store or Google Play Store on your phone?
Or the app. You can go to the Apple, the App Store or Google Play, and you can look for City of Fairhope AL.
Yeah, type that in.
Correct. Uh-huh. You'll see our cute little logo, and that's how you can, it's free. You can get it, and we will send you app pushes. You'll get that from us. You may have to agree to have us send you app pushes, but you'll get them. If you want the e-newsletter, just find me. You can even call the city and just say, I need to talk to Jessica, and they will probably put you through to me. If not, it'll be a fun little game of telephone for a little bit, but everybody needs that in their life. But no, we really want everybody to have the ways that we have to communicate, because the worst thing that I can hear is that we have not communicated correctly, or we have not, you've not heard about it, and that makes me very sad.
We don't want you sad.
Nobody needs to be sad.
No, you push out a lot of information on Facebook, so we encourage people to like you on Facebook, and if not on Facebook, that's why you've done the app.
Correct, and the e-newsletter.
I'm looking online to see how to sign up for that e-newsletter.
So as we're talking, I'm realizing that I don't know that there is a great way for you to sign up for the e-newsletter on there.
Let's try this. News and calendar at the very top. City Sketches newsletter. You can read it.
You can read City Sketches. City Sketches is in addition to e-newsletter, which goes out once.
Oh, that's different.
Once a week.
Okay.
Yes, because you guys get our e-newsletter.
Yeah.
But what we'll do later today, I'm glad that you pointed this out, we will go in and make sure that it is possible for people
to sign up
for the e-newsletter there, or just call me or email me, and I will put you on our list. Right now, we have about 14,000 people who get that. That's a significant number of people. That gives us the option, and that's at least half of those people actually open it up. So I know that at least we're getting to some people. Mm-hmm. So thank y'all for having me.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome anytime. Even though I know that your sole mission in life was to ruin my trip into work, because I come down Nichols and you closed off Nichols, and then I turn on to Fells and go down Church Street to get to the work, but you closed down Church.
My husband said the same thing. He said, "Well, how am I supposed to get where I'm getting?" I was like, "I'll make you a map. I just won't tell you north or south, because you'll never get there."
Mark is always last minute, Lori. And he's late, Mark. And so I laughed this morning. I said, "Oh, I bet he forgot."
Because I had to turn on the street by the Burger King to go up and come out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then traffic that goes through Fairhope just goes, especially with all the extra traffic going through, and it just went slow. And
it's supposed to be slow, 25 miles an hour.
Yes, but we're talking 0 miles per hour as cars were just backed up, you know, from the red lights and stuff. And then there's always somebody. You're always welcome.
Thank
Jessica
you, guys.
Jessica Sawyer with the City of Fairhope. Thank you. If you want to tell a friend or you missed part of this conversation, we will post it today on our website, WABF1480.com, WABF1480.